Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. 5 minutes of the Fan and 5minutesofthefan.com. TJ Moe here with you. Cam Jansen as well. Cam, where are we?
Well, we're at 909 Public House, right next to where Lindenwood plays in the Wentzville Arena. It's right behind it. It's right by that Lulu's Shaved Ice. It's right here.
909
tucked away.
Main Plaza Drive.
Yes, easy to get to. Yep. And I was just about to order some food. I was going to give it to Rock, and I was going to order the shrimp and crawfish.
Dude, I'm with
boy.
That sounds amazing.
Ooh, babies. Fried shrimp and crawfish tails plus shredded lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and Cajun slaw. And
Rock, can you get us
what's
two orders
last
of that,
word?
Please?
Remoulade.
Remoulade, yeah.
Yeah, Remoulade. Yeah. Yeah, sounds good.
Cam, in a very short order here, 2:30, mm-hmm. It's happy hour. So what you can is order whatever you want. You can try all 40 draft beers. Isn't that amazing? 40.
At one time?
Well,
sign me up.
30 different kinds of wines. They got the catfish, super popular, shrimp and grits, and that mac and cheese pepper. So
that chef a little Southern boy?
Southern-inspired menu.
Southern boy.
Chef is from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yes, that one right there.
Yeah, Rock. Thank you, buddy.
Remember, we have Raphael joining us from mybookie.ag coming up at 2:05. Cam, you got any games you really like this week? Pull it here. I got it pulled up.
What do you got, baby?
We got some interesting ones.
Yeah.
So I've told you my picks to some degree,
mm-hmm.
A little bit. We kind of went through them yesterday. But what we did not do is tell you exactly which way we were going to go. So I've kind of I like Mississippi State, Kansas State. That's an interesting game. The line has moved back and forth. I think, and this is going to be interesting, I think, let me search it here on Mississippi State. They are, okay, wow, look at that, Rock. That line has moved down to -8.5 from 10. Yeah, so
90, dog.
Mississippi State, Kansas State. Kansas State is at home, according to mybookie.ag. That line has shifted at a bunch of different sports books. I think it started right around 6, went all the way up to 10, and right now on mybookie.ag is sitting at -8.5 Mississippi State at Kansas State. That, to me, is going to be an interesting game. Another one, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's see where Kansas is located on. Okay, line's moving towards Kansas. How about that? No, it's moving away.
Sorry. Yeah, so I figured.
People think Kansas sucks. They continue to think that Kansas is at Central Michigan, and believe it or not, Central Michigan is favored by 5.5 over Kansas. That line yesterday was 4.5, which means a lot of money is coming in on Central Michigan, Cam, and moving away from Kansas.
As it should, right?
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Is Central Michigan that good?
No, but they scored 20 on Kentucky last week.
Okay.
Which you don't – I mean, Kentucky would be
– Well, what Missouri State score on on Mizzou last year in the beginning, first game of the season?
Oh, quite a few. 41, I think.
So, okay. I mean, anything can happen. Don't get me wrong, but –
Oh, it can, but Missouri the first six games was atrocious. Like, if you were betting against
terrible.
Missouri
yeah.
the first six games,
terrible.
You were in good shape. If you're betting for them, typically, in the last six, you were in good shape there. Another college game I'm interested in here, Cam, is the South Carolina-Georgia game. And let's see where the line has moved on that. So staying steady there. The game is at South Carolina, and Georgia is favored by 10 points. Georgia's the number 3 ranked team in the country. South Carolina, though, last year went into Athens, and it was a 23-point spread, which is that's a
crazy.
Pretty wide spread there. And South Carolina lost by 14. So not terrible. It was 24-10.
So who are you put money on that bad boy?
South Carolina.
Yeah.
I think South Carolina. I think Georgia is not as good as they were last year. And go ahead. Georgia is not as good as they were last year. I think South Carolina is better. A few more games here as Cam Jensen's got to talk to our friend here at Rocky. We're heading back. Rock, did you get that order? Wonderful. Thank you, sir. We are about to try some crawfish and shrimp. I cannot wait. 909 Public House. A few more games here. We went through them yesterday.
You're a crawfish guy, not a crayfish guy?
Yeah, crawfish.
Crawdad, crawfish?
Crawfish, bro.
Okay, fair enough.
I grew
up calling it, this is weird because we grew up 30 minutes away from each other. I grew up calling it a crawdad.
Yeah, I've heard
not
crawdad.
Not crawfish.
Yeah, I've heard never heard crayfish.
Okay, fair enough. Interesting thing, crayfish, I'm pretty sure, is the southern name for it, whereas some people up here, like near Missouri and like maybe closer to the Mason-Dixon line, it's called crawdad. Weird thing, I called it a crawdad one time in Alabama, and I got looked at like I was a crazy person. Like an absolute lunatic.
A crook, as you should.
Much like you and blocking people on the text line. A crook.
I've never done
a crook.
That.
That's the word that's the word I've been looking for days. A crook.
Rock everything good. I am extending an olive branch as we speak here to
a lot of olive branches going on.
Or whoever wants to be a part of our text club here. Just hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. Just send me the phone number that is blocked. Are you stealing my iPad?
Is that your iPad?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no,
there's
one
right
there. It doesn't have port handle.
Oh,
mine.
Man.
what am I doing? My God almighty, what am I doing?
So, a couple other interesting games. Colorado, not very good. They never are. Since
nice
about
state,
1996.
Though.
A very nice state. That's one of the few places I've
been
to.
Me too. Me too. 100%.
Texas, Colorado, and
I live in Florida too. Don't
yeah,
get me
Florida,
wrong.
Arizona are like retirement places. Mm-hmm. There's no ocean in Arizona.
Colorado's where it's at, man.
I'm with you.
No doubt.
And there's very, very few places on it. And John didn't talk about this yesterday. He was going to talk about how Nashville, like everybody our age, is moving to Nashville.
Yeah.
Which is going to make it a horrible city in about 10 years.
No doubt.
Because we were talking about this.
College kids everywhere.
My wife is from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas is under construction 24/7, 365.
A lot of cranes.
And obviously they are a massively growing economy.
Yes, they are. A lot of money down there, man.
And people are moving in, right? It's like Smoothie King's moving their headquarters there from New Orleans. So and a ton of them are. I don't think they have decided where Amazon is going to have their second headquarters yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's Dallas.
Yeah,
you know,
it makes sense.
So you have all of that going, and the thing about Dallas is you can continue to move out. There's so much room in Texas. Right?
Oh it's God,
like
dude.
Okay, well that's all right. We'll just expand.
Yeah.
Good luck doing that in Nashville.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Nashville, you're not going anywhere. All you're going to have is a giant, overpopulated place where you have nowhere to continue
Tennessee
to build.
Is still beautiful, nonetheless.
Oh, it is. Oh, totally. I just mean that Nashville itself in the city, you can't go out.
No, I hear you on that. There's only a couple places I would live in. Florida is one of them. Nashville probably is another one. Denver, Texas. I'd live in North and South Carolina, too.
North Carolina is beautiful.
Beautiful, dude. Beautiful.
You're right, South Carolina, too.
It's awesome. It's slow.
Where does everybody go in South Carolina?
Hilton Head.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
right
it's historic. It's beautiful. A lot of golf. There's alligators cruising around. But it's beautiful as all hell. There's no crime down there. North Carolina is gorgeous.
It's like Eureka, kind
of. Eureka's the number one spot, I would honestly. People are like, Cam, of all the places in the world, I'd probably live right here in
all
Eureka.
Right, but let's say you started from scratch, because Eureka wouldn't be your first if you're starting from scratch. So you have no
home base.
And
I had a ton of money.
Yeah, you have no home base. Let's say you have average money. Say you're making – I shouldn't say average. I'm sorry. Say you're making a good living,
mm-hmm.
$140,000 a year. Mm. Where would you live?
What's my girl making?
That's it. You guys are living off
combined?
$140,000.
Yeah. Oh, geez, Eureka. look, if I'm going to Aspen, I'm not going to go there making 140 G's, dude. You're going to live in a hut on the bottom of the hill and get plowed over by an avalanche.
They make more money there, though, right? Because of you go. My buddy is a.
It's relative to what you make, dude. Because I'm not living in Colorado if I'm not making good coin.
Let's say this: the equivalent of Colorado to what would be $140,000 in Missouri. Because the housing is 50% higher and stuff there, and typically their salaries happen to be.
You know what? I'd find a little house, and I watch House Hunters all the time. I really do with Kate. That's the one thing that we kind of both watch together, and we watch this show that these little isolated houses in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the mountains, and they weren't that expensive. So maybe somewhere like there, where you got 5 acres, you got mountains behind you. Yeah, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but you know what? I'd do that. Depending on what I did for a living, if I'm working at home, hell yeah, I want to go out there. I want to see wildlife. I want to see bears. Things like that. That's what I would do.
But this is really funny.
Part of James Island in South Carolina.
Stick to one subject. Football lines, crawfish, cities to live in. I'm listening for football talk. That is the 573. We will continue to talk football here. I'm sorry about that. Colorado, Nebraska.
Sir, put your name on your attack. My ADD is not something to be trifled with. Thank you very much.
Yes, if you would put your name on the text, that would be wonderful. Nebraska didn't play last week. They canceled the game. So we know nothing about Scott Frost and that group at all. Interested to see that. Iowa State, another thing. Iowa State canceled their game last week. You have no idea what they look like. You do know that they have a good coach, though. Campbell can coach his tail off. You've seen that last year, that he has made them respectable. We will see if that continues. You know that Iowa always has a team. Well, Iowa, honestly, Rock and Cam, because you've been paying attention for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa does what Missouri does to some degree. Every fourth or fifth year, they really challenge. That's kind of who Iowa is. And Iowa's probably insulted by that, and Missouri probably is too. But that's the truth of it. Like, every so often, Iowa has a team that can win 10, 11, 12 games. And so does Missouri.
For a lot of years there, it would have been really easy to confuse the programs. Black and gold uniforms, the same head coach for like 15 years.
Yep.
Solid, every 4 years, 10-2, yeah. Mizzou and Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They were just the same, like literally Black just Kirk Ferentz and Gary Pinkel, just guys who'd been there for a decade. And every 4 years, they pulled out a 10-2 squad.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how much they really resembled each other.
Some money coming in on Texas A&M here. That's interesting. Texas A&M had been a 13-point underdog at home against Clemson. No shame in that. Clemson team is dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Money coming in on Texas A&M to cover at home, though. And Texas A&M typically, like, there's not a lot of places in the ACC that is difficult to play, right? Like, Florida State's a tougher place to play. But there's just not a lot of places. Miami, some years, there's really not. You go around the ACC, like, tell me how difficult it is to play at Virginia. Is it hard to play at Wake Forest? You know, is it tough to play at Duke? It's just not. You go around the ACC and
– in football, no.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. Cameron's a little bit different. Cameron Indoor is a little different place.
They've had, like, one player draft in the last 10 years.
Right.
Going into Duke cannot be very scary. Well, I cannot imagine.
Playing for the lacrosse team is kind of scary, too.
That's true, depending on what girls you're around.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're cleared from that case.
Texas A&M, I played it. Now, I'll tell you this.
Nifong was the real criminal. Jesus, mm-hmm. Get your story right.
I will tell you this about Texas A&M. I played there three times because of some quirky scheduling. I played them in 2010. And we beat the tar out of those guys. That, by the way, was the birth of Ryan Tannehill, if you guys remember. Gerard Johnson, who was in the Heisman conversation before the year, was so bad leading up to that game and in that game that Ryan Tannehill came in halfway through and never looked back. So then the following year, Nebraska and Colorado left. So then you had to play round robin and you started the schedule over. So we happened to be at Texas A&M again. Then Texas A&M and Missouri left for the SEC, and we happened to be at Texas A&M again. So I went there three straight years. But I had no problem with it. You know why? Because it is unbelievable down there. We stayed about an hour away in what is essentially a resort. Like, it was the coolest, most – and by the way, that was the most relaxed the team ever got. We would sleep on the way to the game, which is – I mean, rarely. Like, Cam, you know this. An hour – you know, well, I guess it would be 2-3 hours before the game. You're not normally sleeping.
They would, on a bus trip?
For an hour, we were –
yeah, guys
at least
are
I
out.
Could. Oh, dude, we never did.
The guys are out jamming out, listening to music with their heads on the window.
Our guys were usually – we would have film up, and we would have guys like
– on the bus you would?
Well, look, the bus was – this was like we're going to game time. And, yes, we would have our scouting reports in front of us. And guys were just kind of looking over things. And then we would go in – because it wasn't like you were going to a hotel. Like on the bus ride from somewhere else to a hotel where you're about to chill and don't need to do anything, that's different. Right before the game, everybody was kind of just going over notes.
So different hockey, man. Guys are – even if it's an hour little trip right down the road, guys are out.
That's interesting.
It's weird. Yep.
Yeah, and we definitely had a few guys that did that. Typically we weren't, but all of us were out. We would go from this place for Texas A&M. And then everybody was out, and you'd get there the most relaxed you'd ever been. And their fans were the coolest fans in college football. Texas A&M was unbelievable. By the way, they were the anti-Arizona State and Texas Tech. That is the most white trash, douchebag, loser fan bases on the planet. Hated them both. And it wasn't really to us. I didn't care because we figured we were going to be mistreated. But our fans came back and said we have never been treated worse by a group of fans. And I mean, like, just the most white trash losers. Texas A&M was the opposite, the most cordial.
Easy on the white trash, buddy, all right?
Come on. Trash.
Come on.
But, yeah, there's good white trash. This is the bad kind.
Am I the good kind?
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Right. So Texas A&M was spectacular to our – I mean, seriously, like, my family, all my friends and people that would go down to Texas A&M.
Like, bring they your would, roses and stuff, like when you go to Hawaii?
Well, every time that they – so 3 years straight, we had to go there. And when they saw that on the schedule, everybody booked their trip because they loved the experience so much. Texas A&M really does it right. However, that packs 90-something thousand people in it. It can get loud, and it can be tough to play there.
Yeah.
So I brought all that up, a roundabout way of saying Clemson going to Texas A&M under Jimbo Fisher and the new regime there. There's something to that line moving.
Jimbo.
So money's coming in there. The Missouri line's been interesting. Missouri football. Minus 18.5. That line opened up at 18, dropped down to 15 within about an hour and a half, and then as of last night was up at 19. So you can bet your life that it's going to be somewhere between 19 and 15 because the line – I mean, Vegas knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I would look more to the over-under. You know why? Because the over-under is only 52. That is not that many points. And Missouri may score 52 themselves, although I told you, we talked to Anthony Becht yesterday. Former West Virginia tight end, who, by the way, played against Barry Odom in 1998 in the Insight.com Bowl. they played against each other, and they're actually going to have some film up on the broadcast of Anthony Becht, who's calling the game, going up against Coach Odom way back like 20 years ago. It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you'll, if you guys watch the broadcast, you will see that on Saturday. But, yes, we will where we're talking to him about how the game's going to go and such, and the over-under is 52. They got three good players on the Wyoming defense. Number, if you're paying attention, number 91, I think it's 93, and 28. 28 is going to be a draft pick. He's a safety out there that can fly around and play some ball. But Missouri still should run up and down the field on him. The over-under is 52, Cam. Missouri has scored 52 points themselves like six times in the last 2 years, something crazy like that, 4 or 6 times. And a lot of people were taking the under because of the weather. Well, go check the weather report. Looks like it's going to clear up about midday Saturday.
Cool.
So if I were you, I would take the over on that. And it is bad news for Wyoming if the weather clears up, because they're not airing the ball out of Missouri, probably, with what
even
I think.
When Drew Locke's supposed to isolate that number 28 and try to beat him himself, maybe that could lower the score a little bit because he's trying to
My guess is that type of thing would only happen when the game's out of hand.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't all think right, you, right. like, sacrifice a game to
– Well, I was going to ask you that, too. Are they going to do that from the get-go or not? Because
I mean,
need to get up by 21st or something, a couple two to three touchdowns, and then kind of figure that kind of – that strategy out a little bit, right?
Yeah, and honestly, that's just totally, like, my take, what would I do? By the way, I asked Anthony Becht about that. He said, look, if it's about who's smarter, 28's going to win that thing. 28.
Ooh, he's on Drew Locke a little bit, man. I'm curious to listen to that, to be honest.
28's name is Andrew Wingard, and cool. He said he can bait you, he can fly around, he can get to places, and he is really crafty and smart.
Ooh, look what's coming, TJ Moho. What's up, baby?
House. Check it out. I like that.
Ooh, look at this stuff.
Rock,
oh,
I'm going to eat some of your tacos.
God, that looks good.
You have tots. You can do it fine.
I said tacos.
Oh, you're not touching my tacos.
We both got that shrimp po' boy. Right on.
Cam, what are you you watched a little bit last year. Thank you, sir. You watched a little bit last year, but this is probably your first year you're going to be zeroing in on Mizzou football.
Yes.
What are you, after hearing us talk about it through all the preseason here, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm Drew Locke is the biggest thing I'm looking at, man. The guy's going to be a high draft pick. We're going to see what's going to go down with him. Let's see what he's all about. I mean, I want to see if he could pick apart this number 28. Let's see if he can get up by a couple touchdowns off the bat here. And let's see if they just play good ball overall. Okay, no mistakes, no penalties, you know. Just play a clean game, you know. Work on the kinks, get the kinks out against teams like this. But I'm really, really going to be zoned in on Drew Locke and see how he does it, see how much time he has, see how his offensive line helps him out, the blocking aspect of things, see how the running backs are going to get a little bit more yardage. Unlike last game, I guess they're a little bit low on their yards per carry.
Yeah.
So we're going to see. We have to build that up a little bit. But Drew Locke is a big dog I'm going to be focused on for sure. And he's handsome.
He is handsome, and he got his own bobblehead. Cam, did you ever get your own bobblehead?
Yes, I did, but it didn't fit in my house.
You know, I am looking up their yards per carry. Now that you said that, Cam, I looked it up earlier. So last year, their rushing offense was not bad. I think it was 5.18 yards per attempt. This year, and again, it's one game. You make no statements after one game. 3.73. All right? 3.73 is not going to cut it. And they ran the ball 44 times. So that part of that is you've got backups in there. You already had a Kevin Pendleton didn't play, your offensive guard. So part of that is you got some backups in there and such. I think Pendleton's going to play this week. As far as I know, Khalil Oliver, the starting safety, grad transfer from Oregon, he should be on there as well. And we'll continue to get information in for that. But truly, if this is a really tough game for you, that's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign at all. Or if he gets sacked a couple times.
I'm okay with that.
Okay? I was going to ask you that. Should he be touched?
The other team always has good players. Like Wyoming's, I told you, there's three guys in that defense, 91, 93, and 28. Mm-hmm. If you're watching the game, just pay attention to. They could play. The other team's always got players. Like we played Southeast Louisiana one year, and they had a corner that went in the second round. Like really? There's always a player.
Come out of nowhere, and they figure it out at a late age. Yeah,
if you guys remember, a local kid, Pierre Desir, went to Lindenwood, and he's still in the NFL. Like you got dudes on the other team that can play ball, that were under-recruited or developed late or whatever the case may be. There's usually guys there. And, again, you take nothing out of one game here for sacks or yards per attempt. But 3, 4, 5, 6, especially after there's a four-game gauntlet, if you want to count Purdue in there, after this, of teams that could absolutely beat you, that better even out into some pretty good stats.
Yeah. Peter Fitzgerald chimes in and goes, hey, Cam, thanks for the most generic watered-down Mizzou take of all time.
M-I-Z.
Shut up. Ask me a hockey question, you donkey.
It wasn't really a I wasn't looking for you to, like, give me
What do you mean to say there, dude? I watched one game this year. What do you mean to say? I'm looking at Drew Locke. Who the hell else can we look at?
Mm.
The secondary cornerback? Come on.
The secondary is a cornerback. That's right.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's good. You were right. you could have said that.
Don't ask me any more Mizzou questions or football. Thank you. Done with it. Done with it.
Don't let Peter knock you down.
No, Peter's been pissing me off lately.
And
I met his dad and everything.
Really?
The golf course.
He and Gino were getting on your nerves.
Yeah, they're all over me, man.
I thought, look, I think I know more about football than Peter, maybe.
Probably.
And I thought that was a decent take, Cam. So,
that wasn't bad.
There you go.
Wasn't my best.
And by the way, you even brought up yards per carry. So
Thank
how many
you.
People are bringing that up?
Thank
there you,
you
go.
Peter.
That is an important part of this game. When you have 3.73 yards per carry, that ain't going to work. That's a good take, Cam. So there it is.
Thank you.
855-282.
If you're giving me a compliment, I'll take it.
8255. Of course I'm giving you a compliment,
Thank
Cam.
You.
So we will continue talking football here. We are going to get to the Cardinals in the two home runs from Matt Adams last night.
Yeah.
But I like football, Cam. And I like physical sports, tough guy sports, and you came from there, so we still need to talk about what you saw at the Blue Skate there.
Yeah. We'll jump into that for sure. But I have been watching the Cardinals play, and that was a pretty interesting game last night, although they almost blew it in the end. Oh, my gosh.
They
good
didn't.
Thing
they didn't.
Martinez came in there and did his thing with got 6 strikeouts out of 9. Not bad, kid.
Good job. Yeah, old Martinez is holding it together. So
Peter goes real quick, geez, Cam, no hard feelings, just chirping. I know I get you, buddy. I love you. I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it.
Stanford-USC line is Stanford by 6. That one's kind of interesting. Obviously, they do not have Sam Darnold on USC this year, a little bit different-looking team. And the Pac-12 as a whole is down. I mean, there's a reason that everybody last week said, hey, Washington lost. They might miss the playoff entirely. Like, if Alabama lost, nobody would have been saying that. If Georgia lost, nobody would have been saying that. Heck, if Auburn lost, nobody was going to say that because you have other teams in a deeper conference. The Pac-12 does not have other teams. It is not a deeper conference. Washington is not out, but they have eliminated their margin of error in week one. So, the USC-Stanford game would have mattered more specifically 2 years ago when USC went on that run. USC, if you remember, when Sam Darnold first started, he started just a few games into the year. Like, I think they had 3 losses, but a lot of people wanted to see them in the playoff anyway because nobody could stop them. That was the barn burner in the Rose Bowl against Penn State. So, do you have the listener rewards thing in front of you?
Absolutely
there?
Not. You know right. I'm not prepared.
All right. Well, if you get those at some point,
I will.
Before we hit a break, there's some breaking news. Unfortunately, Hollywood has lost a true badass. The bandit, Burt Reynolds. Dead at 82.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa,
Burt Reynolds
whoa,
is awesome.
Whoa,
dude,
whoa, whoa.
Killer, one of the greatest statues in history of mankind.
Must be Burt Reynolds or something.
Honestly, one of the greatest, in my opinion, guest stars on one of my favorite shows, Archer, but also just a killer.
Yeah, he was
so
cool, man.
Things.
Totally
I mean,
cool cat.
Original guy in The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was an
He was in
kid.
Both Longest Yards.
Long yeah, but the original, we like to talk about the original one when we talk about, the good movies.
No, I like to talk about Adam Sandler and guys with giant cups. And
that movie is a travesty considering the original. It was like something that had real heft, and it was like, let's actually, like, look things in the eye and have a real, like, conversation about race relations in this country through this football movie about prisoners.
Well,
it
Rock,
was real. It
look
was
where we are
stuff.
Today. I mean, we don't have any issues
You're
with
right.
race relations.
No.
Sam, you just like it because it was Nelly playing football.
We
all coexist.
Loved Nelly playing football.
That's
and Michael Irvin was in that movie. I mean, that was, like, the most star-studded movie in quite some
Terry
time.
Terry Crews' Cheeseburger Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
573 chimes and goes, great show. I took TJ's advice about the under in the 2015 Mississippi State Mizzou to bank on the under, and it was 3 over. It was during a downpour. Jimmy D also goes in and goes, TJ knows football, Cam knows hockey, and Hadley knows processed pork products and condiment coverings for said pork product. And that there, folks, is your hard line. Jimmy D, what's up, baby? Doug's Dangler Diner goes, hey, Cam, how about those Golden Girls? B. Arthur, 2 McClanahan, Estelle I can't even.
And Betty White.
I know Betty White. Okay,
get that one.
It would be Rue McClanahan, not too.
Cam, you have the wellness stuff. Are we going to skip that?
The wellness stuff.
Uh huh. The wellness.
I mean,
rewards.
TJ, it's all on the. It's all on my We don't. They don't give us sheets for it anymore. You know that, so I got to look it up in my archives, and I will do that for you. Let's see here. It's great radio when I look stuff up on my phone.
No, it's okay.
Go to 590thefan.com. Click the listener rewards tab.
Celsius Cryotherapy.
Celsius Cryotherapy.
Which we've been to, which is great.
And Buoyant Float Spa.
There it is.
Those are the two. Spa. That's all you need.
See, I think Cam's he has the read. He doesn't want to read it because both those things, he got outmanned by TJ. And he doesn't like to bring that up.
I know.
Cam, outman seems.
No, you definitely didn't outman.
That seems
not the politically correct way to phrase it.
It just seems rough. Outman. Why do you have to say it like
you
that?
You out everything me, but not that.
Dude, I don't know if that's true.
Come on.
So, all right. We will read that on the way back. Also, we have.
Here, I got it.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay, dokie. 3, 2, 1. 5 on the Fan presents Buoyant Float Spa and Celsius Cryotherapy as our next listener rewards program. Right now, you can get the listener rewards wellness package. Now for only $60, listeners will receive a one-hour float session, which we've both done, and they're great, and a buoyant float spa, which we've both done, which is unbelievable for your legs. It's crazy. That's $145 value for only $60. This would make a great gift. There is a limited supply, so hurry before you miss out. Take part in this offer. Just go to 590fan.com and click the listener rewards tab. Very easy, very simple. Two great, great places. Check it out. It helps you. Helps with your wellness, TJ. It really does.
That's
helps
right.
With
invest
your
in yourself.
Yeah, I always do.
So I would do. Or make it a gift. Either
make
one.
It a gift.
Either one. Raphael from mybookie.ag joining us on the other side here. We will do a rundown. We didn't even touch the NFL games. We did a little bit with the Steelers, of course, but there are a bunch of NFL games. Of course, a big one tonight. That one's going to be interesting. Interested to see how it ends up on that. We have seen the line shift a little bit. It is the Eagles against the Falcons here. We'll tell you all about that on the other side. This is the Hardline.